Want to get to my next item now, though, because Super Value has become the fourth large retailer in Ireland to announce in the last 24 to 48 hours that it's reducing the price of its own brand milk following similar reductions by Tesco, Lidl and Aldi. Super Value has said it will reduce its price of its 2 litre milk bottles to €2.35 with a pro rata reduction in place across all of the retailer's own brand milk. The recent price cuts from retailers come amid a period of strong global milk supply, which has already seen cooperatives reduce what they pay farmers per litre. Global milk production has increased by around 1% so far this year, adding an estimated 1.62 billion litres onto the market, which has pushed the price downward that farmers are getting. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Jason Fleming, who's chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Farmers Association. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
How concerned are you about the international picture and the prices being paid and the start of what looks like a reduction in what farmers are getting for their milk?
I suppose, firstly, Jory, I suppose as farmers, look, we have to go to the supermarkets as well to buy our beef, lamb, or products and milk as well. So I just think, look, from my own perspective, look, I have a few kids, and I do be down there a couple, maybe twice a week. So look, we're feeling the pinch on that side of it as well. But in relation to, look, it was on your show yesterday about 6%. You know, prices after falling 6%, and the way they're talking, it's going to be a lot more than that. I suppose from our perspective as farmers on the ground, Jory, look, the price of doing business. Look, you mentioned yourself there in your show over the last few weeks, the likes of the fuel when you put up the pasteurisation, the likes of the fertilizer since the Ukraine war, and the likes of the feed. And we've, you know, and it has come up as well on the water charges, where you have a number of connections that are standing charges. And I suppose the biggest one of all, Jory, is electricity costs. Has gone through the roof, and they don't seem to be hope I done about it. And I think that's something that we have to be mindful as, I don't know, as everyone.
Yeah. What do you make this morning then of the international report which came out? And it shows that, you know, we're paying way above what the wholesale prices are. This is the International Energy Agency. It found that for farmers as well as, you know, domestic business as well as domestic, retail prices in Ireland are three times higher than wholesale prices, one of the highest gaps anywhere in the world.
Yeah, Jesus, Jory, I'd be calling on our ministers in the county and on the government to step up to the mark here. I mean, the price of doing business, like, as I said, we all have to go to the grocery shop or petrol or whatever the case may be. So the price of doing business in this country is frightening. And I mean, and I suppose it's down to our ministers, the department, the TDs, to step up, or the government to step up to the mark here and you know, I suppose the amount of the money that they're making, profits in a year, if you look back at last year, there is frightening. So I think they have to step in here and help us.
71%, Jason, is the figure. 71% wholesale energy prices, Irish wholesale energy prices, are 71% lower. You mentioned the war in Ukraine. Then in 2022, at the height of that energy crisis that was sparked off by the Russian invasion into Ukraine, the prices now that they're paying are 71% less for wholesale gas, which powers the majority of electricity. The price of electricity isn't down 71% for the average person or business or farmer.
Yeah, but look, I suppose that's why we're calling on the government to step up to the mark and do something about it, Jory. I suppose, look, in relation to what I came on about, look, the farmers. I mean, we're always the farmer, the producer, the main producer, be it the farmer, is always getting hit first here. Like, I mean, if we look at other products going into the shops, I mean, they don't seem to get hit, and we seem to be the first. We're the easy target all the time, Jory. I mean, if you see the price.
Dairy is a staple, so sometimes it gets targeted by the cut shops. We'll say, we'll lower the price on this, we'll take a hit in it ourselves, or we'll lower the price we pay out the other side for it in order to attract people into the shop.
But I suppose the problem here is the price of production. Like, we've winter milk now. Farmers are calving their own cows at the moment for winter milk. I mean, they're looking at the price that they're going to be getting here. They'd be getting the same price if they were supplying milk in June, July, out in the grass, right? So these farmers are going to be looking at these cows and saying, are they going to put them back in calf next year? The answer to that is no, Jory. I mean, what are we looking at here is importing milk from other European countries, the likes, you know, the same as we're doing with the likes of the beef. I mean, you see yourself, and it's been on your show, and about the 200,000 the 200,000 beef that's coming in from Brazil, and then about another 100,000 now as well. That's 300,000. So I mean, and look, I'd be calling on the MEPs and the politicians as well here to step up to the mark and that as well. They've voted for it outside in Brussels, our MEPs, and that's something that they're outside in Brussels to represent us as farmers, and they're not doing that, Jerry. I mean, we produce the best of meat, beef and lamb in this country, and I think we should be rewarded for that. And yeah. I suppose we as farmers are part of the solution here, not part of the problem, I suppose. Yeah. And what yeah. I mean what I mean by that is, look, you see the weather we got there in September. We had 250 millimetres of rain over a month, and the cows were inside by in day and night in some cases, and the slurry, they closed on the 1st of October, and we couldn't get the slurry out, and it's not opening till the 15th of January, right? So what I'm calling for here as well, Jerry, is this calendar farming is not working. I mean, it's not working for farmers, and I'm talking to lift that ban, because farmers, if you look out the window, I don't know, can you see outside? No, not Jerry, but the conditions outside today are... they're ideal for spreading a bit of slurry,
yeah.
And our hands are tied because we cannot spread.
And a regulation that isn't reactive to the weather at a particular time to allow you to do it. However, though, how concerned yes. are you following on from that in terms of slurry about the nitrates derogation discussions and debate and negotiations in Europe? We've a report out this morning, and it doesn't make for good reading. Our water quality is getting worse. Our rivers are getting worse. Our estuaries are getting worse. And part of the issue is nutrients in the water from agriculture. There's also problems with wastewater treatment, other issues as well in terms of industry. But the problem there is a big, that's going to go to Europe, and they're going to use those statistics in those negotiations. How concerned are you that will lead to further restrictions, or won't go well from your point of view?
But should Jerry, everyone is concerned about the water quality. I mean, it's that for that's for future generations to come that we protect the water quality, and there's no, you know, that's everyone is on the same page in that. But I suppose yeah. us as farmers, we couldn't be doing we couldn't be doing as much as we're much more than what we are doing, Jerry. We're after buying in the likes of the environmental schemes. Most farmers, 99% of the farmers are signed up to them. The likes of the reps and down to acres now, which is not workable for farmers, but look, we are signed up to it. The likes of the dairy side, I suppose, look, the low emissions spread is slurry. You have, you know, water trucks are at least 20 metres back from water courses. We're repairing zones. Look, farmers are doing their utmost. You know, if you're traveling around the country, the average size of a field in this county is probably 4 acres, right? And you've hedgerows yeah. All around that and ditches and all that. And, you know, there's no account. You know, there don't seem to be much accountability for that in relation to from a farmer's perspective. I suppose from a wider view, I suppose, look, you have to look at the council as well and what they're doing. I mean, there was a report that came out in that report as well where I suppose they criticise county councils where there's raw sewage flowing into rivers and drains yeah. all over the county yeah. and the country.
So that's an additional issue, definitely.
They have to step up to the mark here as well, Jerry. And as I said a while ago, the farmer is not all to blame. In relation then to, just before I finish, in relation to, you have airports as well. There are extending airports, and you have hundreds of new aircrafts being put on, especially in this country. And I think, look, there has to be question marks around that as well. I mean, there's a shortage of food all over the world, right? And we in this country, we had 52,000 less registration of calves last year. And most of the calves and weanlings are being exported. So this is very, very concerning from a farming perspective, you know, in relation to the cattle are not there. So if there's not an incentive there for, you know, for beef farmers to buy a share of these the dairy calves to keep them in the country, we they won't be there, Jerry, and there'll be a massive shortage of everything going forward. Okay. Be it beef or meat or lamb or whatever the case may be.
Or milk or anything else. Okay, Jason, look, thanks for your views on that. We'll see where the prices go from here and all those other issues. That's Jason Fleming there, Kerry IFA, with us on the line. If you have a view, get in touch.